For the record, may I please have your name and title?
Richard T. Shaw, and I'm a board member and one of the organizers of the Great Pershing Balloon Derby.
And this is the 38th annual here, Mr. T. Shaw, and you probably have a lot of things planned this weekend. Basically, this is Friday. What's going on today? But let's also focus, I believe, tomorrow is the big event day, isn't it?
Yes. When it comes to balloons, tonight, weather permitting, we have a balloon glow, what we call it, the South Main Night Flame. They close down South Main Street here in Brookfield, and we have five balloons that go down and set up and put on what's commonly called a balloon glow.
And that's basically when they get the burners going, and then they fill the areas up.
Right. They put the envelopes on and inflate them, and then after dark, you see the flame and the colors come out of the balloon. It's a pretty unique picture opportunity.
Absolutely. I hear it's a very calm, very relaxing type of sight and an interesting thing. Mr. T. Shaw, if tonight's event doesn't go on, of course, Saturday has a little bit better weather forecast for us. What are some of the things that are going to go on for Saturday?
Saturday, it starts off with we have what is scheduled at 7 o'clock in the morning is our first balloon flight. The pilots come in. They're part of the event. They're actually in a competition. That's what some people don't realize, and they're coming here for the competition, but it also gives a unique spectator opportunity. So the first flights are scheduled for Saturday morning. Then we've got a parade at noon downtown Brookfield. There's also arts and crafts in the Twin Parks in the afternoon. And then again, we have flights tomorrow evening scheduled at 6 o'clock. And then weather permitting, if we get the flights off, then we will also have a balloon glow at the launch field tomorrow night.
And tell us, are there going to be vendors around the area inside Brookfield, out at the fields? What else is going on besides just the balloon flight itself? This is associated with the Balloon Federation America North Central Regional Championship?
Yes, BFA is the sanctioning body or the governing body of the sport of ballooning, and we are the North Central Regional Championships, and that's what brings some of these pilots here. We've got some that are coming quite a distance to compete in the event. Yes, there are vendors, as I said. There's arts and crafts in the Twin Parks during the day, and then we also have food vendors and some souvenir vendors and things out at the launch field during the launch field activities.
Mr. T. Shaw, are there ways people can find out more? Is there a place where the schedule is posted? Are there people they can call for more information about this event?
Yeah, actually, at this point, your best bet is naturally, the way everybody does anything anymore is on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Great Pershing Balloon Derby. All you'd have to do is search for that. We also have a website, PershingBalloonDerby.com. And as I said, we've got flights Saturday morning and Saturday evening. We also have flights scheduled for Sunday morning and then again Sunday evening. There will also be a balloon glow weather permitting Sunday evening. And then, again, the last flight for competition is Monday morning.
Is there an admission price to the fields or to see these events?
Yes. The only place there's an admission cost to is the launch field. It's $2 a person or $6 for as many people as you can stuff in a car. So we try to keep the price pretty reasonable.
That does sound great. $2 is nothing for a single person to get in there. That's great. Mr. T. Shaw, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the event?
No, the main thing for them to know is just keep track of the forecast. If the weather will let us, we'll fly all weekend.
Well, let's hope so, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Richard T. Shaw, he is with the committee that is in charge of the 38th annual Great Pershing Balloon Derby up by Brookfield this weekend.